Managing the Drought in California. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 1-844-OWN-USED. University of California, Davis says a new study shows this is currently the third worst drought on record in the Golden State, but groundwater has been able to reduce some of the impact on agriculture. Jose Joao Mendele Azura is the senior researcher at the Center for Watershed Sciences at UC Davis.
What we found is that 6.5 million acre foot of reduced surface water supplies will not be available this year. That is about 25% of the total water use in agriculture in the Central Valley. And that amount will be replaced with the use of groundwater at an extent of 5 million acre foot. So we have a net reduction of about 1.5 million acre foot. And that entails reductions in acreages in the order of 410,000 acres and $800 million in crop revenues for the state, for the Central Valley. Not all their areas have access to groundwater, but most of them do. So the state is doing pretty well in terms of coping in the drought, thanks to this resource that we have available at this point. However, the question is for how long this will be available. We've been treating the resource mostly like an unlimited bank account in which we just draw some of the money or the water in this case and not paying too much attention to the balance. And in the most vulnerable for during this drought will be the annual crops, which many of them are feed crops, and some of them are oil grains, a fair amount of field crops. And on the other hand, we have the tree nuts and fruit, the fruits from a tree and the vegetables, which hold a higher value per acre, and they are less likely to be affected in terms of acres.
Talk a bit about the livestock side of things, especially in the Tulare area and the dairy industry. They are facing some additional expenses here, at least.
Yes, that's a great question, actually. As we mentioned, we have some of these feed crops, such as alfalfa, that have seen some increases in price. But alfalfa, along with corn silage, is a portion of the total cost in feed for the dairy industry. So the, most of the cost, maybe 50-60% of the cost of feeding the cows is in the concentrates and some of the grains that come from the Middle West, and that have not seen that price increase in this year, but that situation can change, of course. But so we're factoring in some of these changes in prices, and we're estimating about $200 million for dairies, about half and half for dairies and livestock that are also facing challenges.
One of the things you mentioned is that if the drought continues here, that some of these wells that are being relied upon right now will start to dry up as well. Do you have a timetable? Do you know how prevalent this is?
Well, it's hard for to know about the levels and of groundwater and to have a precise number in each basin, in each groundwater basin for the what remains on that bank account that I've been talking about. So, however, we analyze what it will happen if this year goes into, this drought goes into years 2015 and 2016. So for that, what we assume was that if we have a drought like the 2009 drought for the state, we will still rely a lot on groundwater. However, we will start losing pumping capacity, which is a serious consequence from overdrafting. We will start seeing some more wells going dry. But what is for sure is that if we keep pumping at these levels to replace surface water, we will start seeing serious consequences.
Jose Joel Mendelin Azira, senior researcher at UC Davis. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.